Sam McBose for a Gimel Mishnah Aleph for Abiezi Omer. Shnei McBose, Shein Bam Abam. So Abiezi said, if you have two McBose, neither one of them contains 40 saw of rainwater. And the dinit that prior to mikvah containing 40 saw, if three logan of mayim shuvin of drawn water would fall into the mikvah, that would passel the mikvah. V'naflu lezeh logu mechzah, ulezeh logu mechzah. And to both of the mikvahs, a log and a half of mayim shuvin fell into each mikvah. So now each mikvah is kosher because it's less than three logan of mayim shuvin that fell into the mikvah. V'nit arvu kasher. And after a logo master drawn water fell into each mikvah, the two mikvahs combined together. So now, it's one big mikvah that has three logan of mayim she'uvim, but it also has 40 saw of rainwater. The mikvah is kosher, and the Mishnah explains why. Mipnei shelo nikra aleihem shem psul. Because it was never considered pasul. Neither one of the mikvahs was ever considered pasul. And even though the mikvahs, when they combine, there are three logan of mayim she'uvim in the mikvah. But at the same time, the three logan of mayim shuvim were in the mikvah, it also had 40 saw. When the two mikvahs combined, they combined together to form more than 40 saw. So even though there's also three logan of mayim shuvim in the dinit, and when three logan of mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah, if the mikvah does not yet contain 40 saw, it is possible, but in this case, neither one of the mikvahs was ever considered possible, as each mikvah, when it would separate, it was less than three logan of mayim shuvim that fell into it. Now that they combine, since they already have 40 saw now, the three logan of mayim shuvim cannot passel the mikvah. Abba mikvah shein ba'avam so. V'naflu bo shlusha logan. But if you have one mikvah, and it contained less than 40 saw, and three logan of drawn water fell into the mikvah, and that would passel the mikvah, as we said, that a mikvah that does not yet contain 40 saw, three logan of drawn water, would fall into it, it would be passel. V'nechlak lishnayim. Then afterward, the mikvah split into two separate mikvahs. So now each mikvah has less than three logan of mayim shuvim. Even so, the Mishnah tells us, puzzle, both mikvahs are puzzle, and the reason is, mifnation, nikra, a love, shame, so, because at one point it was considered puzzle. Since before the mikvah split into two, it was considered puzzle, since it had three logan of mayim shuvim before it had 40 saw of rainwater, even after it split into two mikvahs, and each mikvah had less than three logan of mayim shuvim, it would still be considered puzzle. Since at one time it was puzzle, it continues to be puzzle. For Rabbi Yeshua Masha, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, he holds that after the mikvah split into two, since there's less than three logan of mayim shuvim in each mikvah, both mikvahs are kosher. Shehaya Rabbi Yeshua, as Rabbi Yeshua used to say, call mikvah she'en bar bam sa, any mikvah that does not contain 40 saw of rainwater, v'naflu lo shlusha logan, and three logan of mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah. So now the mikvah is puzzled. V'chaser afilu kortav. And then after three logan of mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah was missing even a minute amount, the amount of a quarter is 1/64th of a log. That amount of water dripped out of the mikvah, kosher. The mikvah is now kosher, mipnei shechasru lo shlosha logan, because a small amount of the three logan of mayim shuvim is also missing from the mikvah. As according to Rabbi Yeshua, the three logan of mayim shuvim probably got equally distributed throughout the mikvah. And since it's exactly three logan of mayim shuvim, when a minute amount of water drips out of the mikvah, a little bit of the mayim shuvim also would have dripped out with that kortub that had dripped out, since the three logan of mayim shuvim was equally distributed throughout the mikvah. So when water is missing from the mikvah, some of that three logan also is missing from the mikvah. So now there's less than three logan of mayim shuvim in the mikvah. There's a tiny bit less than three logan, since a little bit of water dripped out. So now the mikvah would be kosher. And since Rabbi Yeshua holds that even though the mikvah was possible at one time, if there are now less than three logan of mayim shuvim, it would be kosher. We don't care that at one time it was possible. Since now it doesn't have three logan of mayim shuvim, it would be kosher. So in this case as well, if the mikvah was possible and then a little bit of water dripped out, since we can assume that that little bit of water that dripped out also contained a little bit from the three logan of mayim shuvim, and now there's less than three logan of mayim shuvim in the mikvah would be kosher. Chacham maimrim la'olam hu b'psulo atchiyata mimenu miluo bio. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yeshua. They say that the mikvah will always remain puzzle until the miluah, the original amount of rainwater that was in the mikvah, dripped out, plus a little bit more. As according to the Chachamim, we do not say that the three logan of mayim shuvim was equally distributed throughout the mikvah. So therefore, if some of the water drips out, we can't assume that that water also contained from the three logan of mayim shuvim that was in the mikvah. So the mikvah is still puzzle, as we're afraid that it still contained three logan of mayim shuvim that had originally fallen into the mikvah. So therefore, the mikvah always remains puzzle until a lot of water dripped out. the man of water that was originally in the mikvah before the shulugin and mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah. For example, if the mikvah contained 20 saw of rainwater, and after that 3 lugin of drawn water fell into the mikvah, and then more rainwater fell in to complete the 40 saw of the mikvah. According to Chacham, even if some water dripped out, it would still be possible unless the 20 saw that was originally in the mikvah dripped out plus a little bit more, 20 saw plus of water dripped out. If so much water dripped out, even according to Chacham, we can assume that that water also contained some of the 3 lugin of mayim shuvim that was in the mikvah, and therefore the mikvah now is less than 3 lugin of mayim shuvim, and the mikvah would be kasher. But if less than that amount of water dripped out of the mikvah, according to Chacham, the mikvah would remain puzzled. Mishnah Mikvah, Paragimel, Mishnah Beis, Ketza. What would be a case in which 3 lugin of mayim shuvim has fallen into the mikvah, and now we want to be makshir the mikvah? Habor shebechaser, somebody who has a well in his courtyard, he wants to use that well for a mikvah. And some rainwater fell into that well, but it does not yet contain 40 zah. V'naflulo shlosha lugin. And 3 lugin of mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah, so now the mikvah is puzzled, since 3 lugin of mayim shuvim fell in before it contained 40 zah. The mikvah will always be possible until the amount of rainwater that was originally in the mikvah before the mayim shuvim was in dripped out, plus a little bit more, like we saw in the previous mishnah, according to the Chachamim. As the Chachamim hold, once a mikvah is possible because of 3 lugin of mayim shuvim that fell in, the only way to be makshir it is if the amount of rainwater that was in the mikvah before the mayim shuvim fell in drips out of the mikvah plus a little bit more. In such a case, we can assume that that water that dripped out contains some of the 3 lugin of mayim shuvim. While Rabbi Yeshua in the previous mission disagreed, and he held, even if only a little bit of water dripped out of the mikvah, we can assume that little bit of water contained a little bit from the 3 lugin of mayim shuvim that had fallen into the mikvah, and now the mikvah has less than 3 lugin of mayim shuvim, and the mikvah would be kosher. Another way to be makshir this mikvah that has 3 lugin of mayim shuvim is to dig another mikvah in the same chazer, and that other mikvah would contain 40 saw of rainwater. It would be a kosher mikvah. Even if the other mikvah that you dug was on lower ground than the mikvah that was not kosher, as long as you connected the two mikvahs by digging a ditch from one mikvah to the other and letting water stream from the mikvah that was on higher ground to the mikvah that was on lower ground, the mikvah that was not kosher would now become kosher. The mikvah that has 3 lugin of mayim shuvim, since it's connected to a kosher mikvah by a stream of water that runs from one to the other, the lower mikvah, which is kosher, would be mitaher, would be machsher, the upper mikvah, which is pasul. The mikvah which is on higher ground, which has 3 lugin of mayim shuvim, now becomes kosher since it's connected to the lower mikvah that is kosher. The lower mikvah does not have 3 lugin of mayim shuvim, it's a kosher mikvah, and since a stream of water connects the two mikvahs, both mikvahs are now kosher. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah pasul, ela im kein pakak. Now the Bartanur says over here we have to be guards to Elim Kain Pasak. That's how the mission has to read. Meaning to say, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah does not agree with this second solution to be mounted to the mikvah by connecting the two mikvahs. Instead, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that a mikvah that has 3 lugin of mayim shuvim is possible unless you do the first solution, which is Pasak, which is that some of the water is removed from the mikvah. That the miluo va'od had dripped out of the mikvah, the amount of rainwater that was there before the 3 lugin of mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah has now dripped out from the mikvah plus a little bit more. That's the only way, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you're going to be makshir this mikvah.